AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Good Friday wasn't all that good in Louisville, Kentucky.
Within hours, Louisville got slammed hard by two developments, says Mayor Greg Fisher.
One is a six-alarm fire at the GE Appliance Park, and the other, of course, is major flash flooding that's going around the county at the same time.
Resident Ronald Coleman didn't know about the 6 or 7 inches of rain that hammered the area until he woke up.
Got up to use the restroom, and I stepped in nothing but water. All the way up to about my knee.
After the torrential rain, the GE plant caught fire, says a fire spokesman.
The building is used to warehouse plastic materials.
No known cause yet. I'm Rita Foley.
A spring snowstorm caught some Colorado drivers by surprise today. They caused a 39-vehicle pileup near Boulder. No serious injuries are reported in the crashes, but tow truck drivers were kept busy hauling away damaged cars and trucks. Israel says the framework of that deal limiting Iran's nuclear program would threaten the survival of the Jewish state.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and his cabinet are united against the agreement.
This deal would pose a grave danger to the region and to the world.
Netanyahu has demanded Tehran's nuclear program be dismantled, not limited. But arms control expert Kelsey Davenport says that's completely unrealistic.
That would be requiring Iran to capitulate. Yeah. And that was not something that we were going to see happening.
And amid broad international support for an agreement, it appears unlikely. Likely Israel will be able to block it from happening. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Tiger Woods has made up his mind. He says he's going to play in the Masters next week. On Wall Street, the New York Stock Exchange was closed today for Good Friday. Trading resumes Monday. This is AP Radio News. The shortest lunar eclipse of the century is coming up at 6:16 Eastern Time tomorrow night.
The shortest ones per century have ranged from 1 minute to 15 minutes, with this one at 5 minutes being the shortest of our century.
Mitzi Adams, an astronomer at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, says even people in large cities will be able to see the eclipse if they look west.
This type of an astronomical event is not, quote, best observed in a dark night sky. You can definitely see this in the city as long as you have a good view of the western horizon.
The main arrival runway at Kennedy Airport in New York will be closed for repairs and resurfacing for about 5 months, beginning at the end of April. Just as the summer travel season begins, it'll likely remain closed through much of the hurricane season. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.